her lob to Sarah Shaw, and she lost it, but fortunately it went off the body of Bauer.
Yeah, right off her tummy.
And it'll be Royals basketball to left side of the hoop. Vollert will inbound it, 7:44 to go. Addie looks, goes in the corner. Bauer almost got the steal. Addie waited just a skosh long on that inbounds pass, and Bauer was able to get a hand on it. No harm, no foul, though. She just has to move down about 10 feet to inbound it near the Royals' end of their bench. Looking. Finally gets it inbounds to Schooley. Anna goes on the right side to Shaw. A little teared up good. Sarah just put it on the floor twice with the bounce and just let that little teardrop float through the rim, and the Royals now by 5. Mullen up ahead to Slezarski. She is in the forecourt. She has Claire Nelson on her. Over to Shettle, the 5'7 sophomore, picked up by Sarah Shaw. Mullen, it's Charlie with it. Anna Schooley on her. Shettle back with it again. Goes against Sarah Shaw. Goes the edge, and now they're going to say too much body that time by Sarah. I mean, number two on Sarah. That's only the first team foul on the Royals in this half, and we have played almost 11 minutes.
Letting them play. That's fine with me.
Yep. Just kind of calling the obvious. You know they're going to miss some, and everybody misses shots, so it just happens.
Yeah.
Inside to Mullen. Back. Step back three for Bauer. Boy, she's got that perfected. Her first basket of the second half. And it's 44-42 Royals by a bucket. 6-5-5 to go in this ball game. Jaglinski right wing to Bauer. Addie ball above the head. Goes left side, Claire Nelson. Back over to Anna. She's between the circles. Get it down low to Vollert. Off the glass, short, and knocked out of bounds by Sarah. So it'll be Lord's basketball, 6:36 remaining. Still a 2-point advantage for Assumption. Well, I'm glad you're along tonight listening to this contest. We've got a dandy going here for you on FM 105.5. And again, a great big thank you to all of our sponsors for allowing us to make this trip over so we can bring it to you. Pressure in the backcourt. Sarah Shaw goes against Shettle. They're trying to double team her, and they get it across to Mullen. She was wide open. The whole Lord's fan base said, turn and go.
Yeah.
There was nobody on her. Get it down to Ratinger. Put up the shot. Hoop and a harm. Delaney now with 6 here in the second half. She's got 13. And the foul is going to be on Claire Nelson. The first on Claire, second on the team.
Yep.
And we're tied at 44s.
That was a good call. Mm-hmm. I feel that was a good call.
Yep. 29 minutes and 44 seconds have been played. Nothing's been decided. Free throw is in the air and off the bracket too hard. And the rebound secured by Anna Schooley. Jaglinski back over to Addie. Addie will turn the corner to the left. Bounce it underneath to Shaw. Back over to Schooley. Off the glass and good. Just a great play drawn up that time by the Royals, who again get the lead back at 46-44, 5:55 to go. Bauer races up the far sideline, almost back and over and back, didn't quite get all 3 points across. Stolen away by Vollert, and now what?
Now they're calling 10 second.
Okay, 10 second violation. So it'll be Royal basketball at half court.
I mean, I get it. They never did break the timeline. So even though it was going to be a steal for the Royals, you got to call it. That makes sense.
Yeah, so it was almost a backcourt violation, but she didn't get all 3 points across,
right,
which is both feet and the ball.
Absolutely.
And so, therefore, the count stayed on, and they got the 10-second turnover. So the Royals with the ball, 2-point lead, and 5:45 to go. Vollert turns the side. Three ball for Jaglinski.
Ooh.
Oh, just a little bit wide to the right. Rebound for Ratinger.
Good look. Good look, though.
Royals come with pressure. Into the hands of Slezarski. She'll pick up her dribble when she crosses the line. Almost taken away by Vollert and Shaw. Somehow Reeder is able to hang on to it. Back on top to Shell. Left side Mullen. Claire Nelson on her. 10 seconds away from 5 minutes to go here from Oshkosh West. Ball on, the ball's going to get away from Bauer into the backcourt, and turnover number 20 now on Lords. Just Bauer just kind of had to take a funny skip, kind of like a puck sometimes on the ice.
Yeah, that was just a weird bounce. It didn't go their way. Let's see what the Orioles can do with 5 minutes to go.
And a two-point lead. So the inbounds to Jaglinski for Assumption. Skulia almost has it go through her hands, just like it did with Bauer, but she's able to retain possession of it. Claire Nelson between the circles on top. Skulia on the left elbow. Back around to Vollett, right back down to Skulia. Little running hook off the glass. Doesn't go. Rebound volleyballed around. Can the Royals run it down? Voller does, and then they said, timeout taken by Coach Klein.
Smart.
What a good timeout. That could have been a turnover, but instead he took a timeout. He wants just a 30. Let's do the same. Don, back with more right after this.
Paper City Savings realizes the way we do banking is different for everyone, and that's why we provide the best of both worlds. We offer face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology. Providing our customers with convenient banking to fit their lifestyle is important to us. You want the best of both worlds in banking? Look no further than Paper City Savings. Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of area high school sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's Royals basketball, leading it by two with 4:39 remaining underneath their own hoop. And Addie Vollert will inbound it. Looking. Come on, Addie. She's got it into Anna Schooley. As she spins, she has it poked away. Sarah Shaw's on the floor. We're going to get a jump ball. No, they're going to get a travel. Didn't think she tried to get up.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, whatever.
But it's the eighth turnover on the Royals. She maybe tried to gain that advantage by squirming around. So.
Right.
And he was right there, so got to give him the benefit of the doubt. Good call. And now Vollert almost steals the inbounds away from Rüdiger. Lords fans, every time they go for a steal and don't get it, they want them to go. And now Sarah Shaw picks the pocket, lays it up and in. When she spun to do a 360, Sarah just anticipated it beautifully as Anna Schooley goes flying out of bounds. And now Lords is screaming, go, because it's 5-on-4, but Schooley gets up from the far reaches of the gymnasium, gets back on defense.
Leaving it all out there, Andy. I love it.
4 minutes to go, 48-44 Royals. Bauer turns into a double team, so she has to pick up her dribble. They go in the corner. Now underneath, baseline, back around to Proud. She's picked up there. Watch for Bauer, and that's exactly what Jaglinski's doing. Between the circles with that dribble, Bauer puts out the left hand, kind of like a forearm to clear a little space. Addie Vollert now on her, and the Royal fans just love the defense by Assumption. Bauer's trying to get her kids to set up that offensive cut. She's yelling go, and nobody's going in the ball. Oh, she stepped out of bounds. Good call by the official. She just had a Kevin Durant toe on the line.
Yep, I saw it.
And they caught her. Turnover number 21. So the Royals by four, 3:32 to go. And the inbounds in the backcourt to Vollert. And the Royals will walk it up across the timeline. Shaw on the right side receives the pass from Vollert. Picks up a dribble, lob it underneath the Schooley. Blocked from behind, but Anna gets fouled. She's going to shoot two.
You call that hack a Schooley?
I like it. Foul is going to be whistled against Delaney Rüdiger. That's going to be her third. That's only the fourth foul called this entire half, two on each team.
I'm okay with it. Let them play. Let them decide it on the court.
Let's see what Schooley can do here. Four-point lead, 3:20 to go. Chance to increase it. Her first free throw is in the air and good. Got it. And Shettle will come back into the ballgame, replacing Proud.
Get your better offensive players out there. I mean, these girls can shoot for the perimeter. There's no question about that. The Royals got to be careful.
Shettle, a good ball handler as well. Second free throw for Schooley, good. Anna has made her last five after missing her first one. 50-44, Royals by six with 3:16 to go. Pressured in the backcourt is Rüdiger. Sarah Shaw on her. It's getting close to 10, and they get it across the timeline. Get it up ahead, and it's stolen in the backcourt by Vollert. Doesn't matter where you get the steal on the press, just so you get it. And Vollert gets banged by Slezarski.
She did a good job selling that, I will admit that, but there was contact.
That's going to be the third team foul, excuse me, here. So we're a long way from shooting free throws. With one tick more than 3 minutes remaining in this sectional semifinal from Oshkosh West.
Slezarski on the foul there, so that's just her second.
Vollert will inbound it to Schooley. Gets shoved a little bit. Down to the floor goes Allie. timeout. Coach is trying to call a timeout, and they got it before there would be another travel. Good job by Coach Jaglinski, who came flying out on the court and said, let's take a timeout. And they're going to take just a 30. Gives us a chance to do a little business, Michael.
Yep, they're calling for a 30. We'll take a quick second here. And we want to say a special thank you to Econ Electric for being a sponsor for high school sports. Econ Electric has been providing industrial, commercial, and residential electrical contracting services throughout the state of Wisconsin since 1970. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to bring these games to our listeners. And if the score holds, we're going to have one more come this weekend. And if it depends on how that goes, we might have one or two coming up the weekend after in the Bay of Green in the shadow of Lambeau Field
as
the champions reign.
As we've been saying for years, the rush to the rush is on. 2:56 to go for one of these two teams. Kind of a sad that one of these teams is going to eliminate.
These are two great
teams. This is like a championship game. In the corner, Claire Nelson. Back out to Ballard. Be interesting to see how the Royals play this. It's a long time to hold the ball, but they do have a six-point lead, but that's only a couple three-bombs.
Yeah.
And, of course, this team has the ability to knock those down. Will the Royals just say, you know what, we're not going to take any three-balls anymore. If we get a backdoor cut, we'll take it.
Eat up the clock if you have to.
You know what, though? They can play really tough defense, Ken Lords, and give some fouls. You know, do a little hacking. Maybe they don't get the call.
Right
now, lob it back door. There's Vollert. Left hand, good. What a pass from Sarah Shaw to Addie Vollert. The lead is 8. 2:18 to go. Pressure in the backcourt as it has been all night, all year long for the Royals. Shettle reaching in. Sarah Shaw just took it right out of her hands. Over to Vollert. Left hand layup, good.
That might be your game, Randy. It's
Addie
close.
Vollert with the basket. And we've got a timeout that's going to be taken, I believe, by Coach Klein. 2:01 to go. The Assumption Royals lead it by 10. They're going to take a full We Are Two. Back with more from Oshkosh right after this.
And now the continuing adventures of Captain Collision. Aha, the phone. Hello, Mickey's Collision Center.
Hello, Captain Collision. I'm in real trouble, and I hope you can save me.
Well, at Mickey Collision Center, we're in the business of saving people. I'm on the way.
I'm so glad you're here.
Wow, your car has quite a bit of damage.
I know, and here's an even bigger problem. Everyone is saying it may take months to get it fixed. I can't wait for months. I just don't know what to do.
Do you think you and your big, strong, super talented team can get my car fixed any faster? Pretty please, Captain Collision?
Oh, well, never fear. The Mankey team can help. We'll give you a free estimate, free pickup and delivery, and a lifetime warranty on repair work. At Mankey Collision Center, we have experts that will get your vehicle fixed with skills that are both efficient and expedient.
Thanks, Captain.
Mankey's Collision Center, 25th Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, where we meet the nicest people by accident. Call 424-1982. 424-1982.
121 seconds to go before this game is decided. I'll tell you what, if there's one team that can come back, it's Oshkosh Lords, the way they shoot the three.
Oh, yeah.
So this is far from over. Look out on the backside. Sarah Shaw takes it away, and then she just stepped out of bounds as she snuck in on the backside of Bauer, and she couldn't quite get control of it, but it did waste 6 seconds. And the Royals do have four fouls to give, so... from that standpoint, here's a steal by Anna Schooley. Turnover number 24. Lob it ahead to Sarah Shaw. Ball comes loose. Addie Vollert picks it up. And I'm sure the Royals are saying, let's just slow this down. 1:45 to go. And again, there's got to be a lot of fouls before the Royals are shooting free throws. Four to be exact. And it's really kind of surprised Lords hasn't started the hack attack here. At least trying to strip the ball by hacking at it, right?
There's one
of them. And of all the people to do it, they don't want Riediger doing it because she's got four.
Yep. Now she does.
Everybody else is just with what? 3, 4, Proud, and 2, and 1. That's it.
Yeah. So Sarsky with 2, Proud 3, Bauer 1, and now Riediger.
And sometimes it's tough to inbounds from the side, but they're just not putting any pressure on it.
Right.
Throw it in the backcourt, Addie. Had a girl. Boy, the crowd just wants a foul, and they're just letting them dribble. I am just surprised. They're not slapping at the ball. They're just sitting back in a 2-3 zone.
Yeah, they've got to do something.
Here underneath is Claire Nelson, and she gets double-teamed, knocked to the
floor,
jump ball.
Assumption.
We'll call it a turnover, but we'll turn the arrow the other way, but it's still assumptions for now. And we are down to 77 seconds, Michael.
I've got 7 turnovers in the game for the Royals now.
There's the lob to Schooley. And a jump shot. She got hit on the arm. No foul. We play on.
Play it on.
Bauer has it. Lob it up ahead to Mullen. Over to Sluzarski. Throws a pass to Riedinger. 3 ball on the way. Rims out. Run down. Bauer will step back in the corner. Claire Nelson all over. 1 minute to go. 3 ball on the way. That comes out. Rebound battled for. And it's a tie jump ball. And this one should be in possession of Lourdes. Still that 10-point lead for the Royals. 53.6 to go.
Yeah, this is getting intense, my friend. This is what it's supposed to be, though.
Bauer will inbound it. I'm sure she'll go right to the corner. Can't believe she didn't go right back to her in the corner. Now they do.
It's taken
away by Vollert, and she gets hacked. Good foul, though, by the Knights, because what it simply does is make the Royals take it out of bounds. Did you see who they called that on?
Sluzarski, I believe. That's her third.
Got
9 points in the game for the young lady.
So now they're kind of letting the Royals sit in the back court. Shaw and Vollert taking their time across the timeline. There's a foul on
Proud. That's her fourth.
Her fourth. And that is now team 6. So after this one, the Royals will be shooting free throws. Tell you what, it's tough to make up 10 points in 40 seconds.
Well, with the way they can shoot it, they can get that. They can get it. Boy, they can shoot from 3 range.
They've done a nice job. Sarah Shaw's going to inbound it for Assumption right below Michael and I. We've got a beautiful seat right behind the scorer's table here.
Yes, we do.
Vollert with it. They try to double-team her, and she throws it over the top of the head of Jay Glinski.
Not what you wanted.
Turnover number 8, you say?
Yeah, that's 5 in the second half, 3 in the first. So by my count, as bad as my math is, I think that is 8.
54-44, Royals by 10. So we are down to 30 seconds to go. And Sarah Shaw comes from behind, strips it away, gets it over to Vollert. Nowhere to go. Take your time. Turnover number 25. Addie Vollert to Sarah Shaw. Loses it in the backcourt. They're going to say it was tipped. They didn't call over and back. It really doesn't matter at this point with 15 seconds to go.
She's over.
Yep. There's the foul with 10 seconds to go. And the Assumption Royals are going to play for a sectional championship on Saturday. Probably place and time yet to be determined.
Yeah, I mean, they're saying Hartford Union just outside of Milwaukee, but I'm not thinking that's going to be the case. I think they're going to find it out of Milwaukee area, but who knows? It's, as we always say, Randy, it's the WIA.
So that's the 5th foul on Regan Proud. Both teams clearing the benches, except for Addie Vollert, who has to shoot the 1-1, and there is a lot of jubilation to our left is where the fans and players for the Assumption Royals are, and it's going to be a fun ride home.
Yeah, and you know what? These girls, Lourdes, they are top-notch. These Lourdes girls and this Lourdes crowd, very well behaved, good sportsmanship. This was a great game. If, to me personally, this is a game that should have been played at the Resch.
Yes.
I mean, I still don't necessarily agree with Assumption coming southeast, but this game should have been at the Resch. I really think it should have been.
Addie Vollert's free throw rattles out. Rebound secured, and then Addie takes it away on the steal, and she's just going to tuck it and hold it.
There we go.
And with 4, 3, 2, 1, the Assumption Royals advance to the sectional finals on Saturday as they defeat the Lourdes Academy Knights by the final of 54-44. Michael and I have quite a few numbers to add up. We'll send it back to Don Chesbrough back at our studios as he works his magic. And we'll be back with a wrap, maybe even a chat with one of our coaches or players. We'll see what happens here as you are listening to victorious Assumption Royal basketball here on FM 105.5 WIRI.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit adoptuskids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear and not as cold tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Sunny and even warmer tomorrow, a little breezy, high low 50s. Close to 60 and a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, near 70 Sunday. The wind picks up Sunday afternoon, that'll lead to a chance of rain Sunday night. Currently 35 degrees.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5.
The final score from Oshkosh West is your Assumption Royals 54, the Lourdes Knights 44. We're now joined by assistant coach, Jay Glinski. Almost called him head coach, but coach, congratulations on the W. Didn't that kind of feel like a state tournament game?
I'll tell you what, our sectional this year has really been a battle. We've had the number one, you know, we've been ranked one in the state, although right now it's Argo Pectonica. Oshkosh Lourdes has been ranked top five all year. Randolph has been ranked as high as three, you know, as far as your top 10. So it's been a gauntlet. That's a heck of a basketball team. Congratulations to their coach. Well coached. Excellent game plan. We're very fortunate to earn a win tonight.
Yeah, you really kind of put the pressure on at the end. Got some really good looks, some really good assists, nice steals. You just kind of put it away there at the end, and they just had no answer.
You know, one of the things I'm most proud about our young ladies, and I've got Addie Vollert with me here, but one of the things I'm most proud about our young ladies is that I often say you might be able to handle our pressure for 30 minutes, for 15 minutes, but not for 36 minutes. Eventually, we play enough looks that we get to you, and I thought that really happened. The other thing about it is that tonight, our floor general, Addie Vollert, was amazing for us. She controlled tempo. We couldn't communicate. You know, Addie's a junior, but it's like having a senior guard. She's been doing this since I moved here in sixth grade, and she's been unbelievably impressive. One more to go, really huge win. I want you to go ahead and talk to Addie Vollert because, quite frankly, she had a heck of a ball game for us. Go Royals.
Thanks a lot, Coach. We surely appreciate it as we will pass the headset down and now do get a chance to talk to Addie Vollert. And, you know, I want to just build off of what Coach said, Addie. There was one time I made mention of the fact you got a steal in the backcourt, and we said, you know, with the press, you don't always have to get it on this end. You can get it on that end as well. And you could just see that they were frustrated. They were sped up. And when you got them spinning around, either it was you or Sarah, you could pick it on the backside. I'm sure that's something you work on in practice.
Yeah, Sarah and I just work really good together. We talked about it like they're doing a spin move, like we need to get it. So that just helped us transition and get some extra points, and that really helped our team.
So what was the message in the locker room? Because you did have a 12-point lead. They went on that 12-0 run to tie it up at half. What was Coach's message to you?
Yeah, well, we knew that they were all three-point shooters, and we just needed to stop them. We knew three was they're a really talented basketball player, and she just kept hitting threes. And we lost her a few times. We just needed to find her and stop her from shooting threes.
Yeah, you did a great job on her. Coach, your daughter did a great job on her as well. And she had four threes tonight, but that's all she had. She had four threes tonight. And the free throw shooting in the second half, you guys ended up 6-for-13. They only shot 2-for-7 from the free throw line. That was the difference in the ball game. And and they let them play tonight, right? You guys, it was a physical game out there, but you let the players decide and not the and nobody else, and that was the key to it, too.
Yep. as a 20-year official, I'll tell you, I thought our officiating crew tonight was outstanding. I got to get the names, but from the WIA's perspective, that is exactly how you want playoff basketball handled. And it was, they were outstanding. My compliments to the crew and my compliments to the young ladies. Again, Addie tonight was able to absorb and handle that contact. It just makes it so tough.
Yeah, Addie, you did a great job out there. And
thank you.
You and Sarah providing the pressure, but Anna too, you know, just battling. And every game it seems like we have, it's like there's somebody that's always taller, and yet she's down there battling, and all of you are down mm-hmm. there. And that's something that you do too. You hit the glass very well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We know that when we have a tall person, we all need to work together, box out. There were a few chances where we took advantage of it and didn't really box them out, but next time we'll do better.
How was the atmosphere out on the court when you were just, I mean, it was just, wasn't it just on you?
Everybody was super close up. It was really loud. Hitting free throws was kind of hard because you can't really focus when people are screaming. So that made it more difficult. But
couldn't be a fun bus ride home.
Yep, it will be.
And it'll make for a good Saturday as well.
Yes,
Addie, congratulations. Thank you very much. Well done.
Thank you.
That's Addie Vollert. We'll give the coach one more chance here. Just one more kudos here, coach.
Thanks, guys, for being here. We really appreciate the coverage. It's outstanding and a staple of Royals basketball. We absolutely love you, the fan support tonight. One more to go, guys. But again, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate it. As the Assumption Royals winners tonight here from Oshkosh West by the final of 54-44. And we'll take a look at some of the individual and team statistics here. First of all, for the Lourdes Academy Knights, coached by Allie Starr, what a great job they did. Their season comes to a close, 23-4. And we said, Michael, it's one of those things where you just hate to see one of these two teams have to lose because they're both winners.
Absolutely. I mean, my personal opinion, this game should have been played at the Rush. Let's just, you know, I alluded to the bracketing, sending Assumption to the Southeast this year instead of the Northeast or the Southwest or wherever they normally go. Get that out of the way. This was a game that, man, Lourdes is impressive. And they can shoot the three, and they don't have that bad a defense. They can play some good defense with the Royals. They just play defense a little bit better, and that's really what it came down to. I mean, I've got 8 turnovers compared to 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 28 for the Knights. That's really the difference any way you slice it.
And they only made 6 threes tonight.
Yes, when they had 220 on the year, man,
they end with 226.
yeah, that's I'm impressed.
That's another telling stat, right?
Yeah.
So let's take a look at some of those scores for the Knights. They're led by Delaney Riediger with 13 points, 12 for Haley Bauer. All 12 of her points were on 4 three balls tonight.
Yep, three bombs.
11 for Ella Sluzarski. So the three players in double digits, just like they were all year, right?
Yes.
Those were the three girls that were in double digits all year.
They're going to get their points. Doesn't matter. You just got to hope they don't get as many.
And the other thing is they held the other two starters to 6 and 2 points. No points off the bench tonight for the Knights.
Beautiful.
For the Assumption Royals, not much different. 5 out of 6 scores came from their starters. The only non-starter to score was Lydia Smith. She made a big layup there at the end to give her 2 points. But besides that, it was Sarah Shaw. Those quick hands, those layups, those assists. She had 15 points. Anna Schooley with 13. 9 for Addie Vollert. So if she'd have made that last free throw on the 1-1 with 10 seconds to go, she'd have been in double digits as well. Jordan J. Glinski had 8. And 7 for Claire Nelson. How about Clarence, as you like to call her?
Yeah, Clarence. Good old Claire. She did a great job. She played role. I mean, she hit a big 3 to start the game. Then she was in there just with her defense. Outstanding night defensively. I sound like a broken record with every single one of these girls. Every single one of them, huge defense. And then, of course, Addie right at the end, a couple buckets, a couple layups right at the end. And they weren't the situation where Coach Klein says, layups are hard. She made them look easy, and they got the W, 10 points. Moving on to face Albany Monticello as they were a 65-36 victor over Sheboygan Christian. So, I mean, as of right now, that game's slated to be played at Hartford Union High School just outside of Milwaukee. I wouldn't be surprised to see them move that if there's a gym available. Talking with some people before the game, AD at Hartford Union kind of sat there and said, probably will get moved, but you just never know.
So the Assumption Royals outscoring the Knights by 10 in that second half after it was knotted at 26. Nice little run at the end, and we're able to just hold that 10-point lead for about the last minute and a half or so, and kind of won it walking away, so to speak.
Yeah.
And as Coach Jaglinski said, great officiated game. You know, there was only like four fouls until about the last 3 minutes when they had to foul. So they just they let them play. And this way the kids decided who would win. And those kids happened to be your Assumption Royals.
Yep.
So Don Chesbro, we have to say a great big thank you to you, buddy, for you filling in and being able to do this. And I think Don's going to be right back with us on Saturday. So we really appreciate all of his efforts as well.
I hope I can make it. Depending on where it is, I'm going to Team State Wrestling tomorrow. We'll hope if Rapids wins two duels at 5:30 and 7:30, they would be wrestling for a state title at 3 o'clock. In theory, they should be done by 5 o'clock with the game at 7. Well, how fast and how far do I got to drive to get to where I got to be to join you on there? If I show up halfway through, Randy, I'll be here.
We'll give you a mic. Mike.
Oh, man. Double mic. Oh, boy. I don't think my girlfriend would like two of me. I don't know. She has a hard enough time liking one. Randy, don't do this to the world.
Put the pressure on me.
Oh, pressure. I can't take it.
So the Assumption Royals in a fun evening here in Oshkosh. Win it by the final of 28-18. Again, a great big thank you to all of our sponsors for allowing us to make this journey.
Thank you, thank you.
A great big thank you as well to Don Chesbro, to Coach Jaglinski, Coach Klein, all the players who are always so gracious to us. And for Michael Comer, it's Randy Paul saying so long, everybody, as you've been listening to victorious Assumption Royal basketball here, FM 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by El Cafe, Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long enough. Time is up. Bye-bye, love. I'll catch you later. Gotta let foot down on my accelerator and the rearview mirror torn off. I tried all I can imagine. I've bye.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to Country Legends 24/7. This is Janie Fricke.
105.5. Maybe she was smiling in the mirror. Maybe I was too, 'cause I was stoned, singing every sad song on the jukebox one more time. Honey, they were hitting close to home. And I said, maybe this will make you think I'm crazy. Honey, don't feel lonesome if you do. If you want to make a young man happy one more time, I sure like to spend the night. She said, stranger,
shut off the light and leave me
somewhere, shut out the shadows too. And while we lay there making believe you love me, stranger, could I be
Legends 24/7. Miranda Lambert on Merle Haggard.
Merle was my all-time hero, and I got to sing at the Kennedy Center Honors with, ready for this? It might blow your mind. I got to sing for Merle with Kris Kristofferson and Willie. Like, that's not real. It's not even real. I remember being on 11 that day. I was just, like, beside myself.
105.5.
And be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. When they let me out of prison, I held my head up high, determined I would rise above the shame. But no matter where I'm living, the black mark follows me. I'm branded with a number on my name. And be proud of who I am. But they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. If I live to be 100, I guess I'll never clear my name. 'Cause everybody knows I've been in jail. No matter where I'm living, I got to tell them where I've been, or they'll send me back to prison if I fail. Be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold.
True country music is what we do. Country Legends 24/7 from 105.5 FM.
Up an alibi, but every light in the house is on, everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption, just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
this is Tim McGraw.
Don't you remember the fizz in a pepper, peanuts in a bottle at 10, 2, and 4, a fried bologna sandwich with mayo and tomato sitting around the table don't happen much anymore. We got too complicated.
Calling our Country Legends 24/7 fan line, 800-889-2221.
Hello, my name is Bill. I'm in Wisconsin Rapids, and I listen to WIRI on 105.5 FM. I'm loving the music mix, the older the better as far as country music goes. I'm at the tender young age of 67, and I love this stuff. Anyway, keep it up. I think you're doing great.
Thank you.
was a song they understood. Then he'd go back to Oklahoma. He'd wait till the train was running and the weather was good. But when he'd smell the smoke and the cinders, he'd slick back his head.
I'm Kix Brooks.
Hi, this is Ronnie Dunn.
105.5 FM.
I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. Well, the whole town's talking about the line I'm walking that leads right your door. Oh, how I used to roam. I was a rolling stone. I used to have a wild side. They say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. And the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. I used to love them and leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby, you and me together. Feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. Yeah, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born. We'll be right back.
Siracusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
You can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in say.